From Tidbits on January 28th, 2013, this is Take Control of iTunes 11, The FAQ Answers Your iTunes Questions by Adam C. Angst. Few upgrades of late have engendered as much press and hand-wringing among users as iTunes 11. It's not surprising. Millions of people rely on Apple's media management tool for a wide variety of tasks, but the new version revamped the interface and moved controls from many long-standing features. We've written a good deal about iTunes 11 and Tidbits, largely from the news and what's new perspective. But our articles can't address every question you might have about iTunes 11, particularly since many of them are undoubtedly more about iTunes in general than what's new. That's where Kirk McElhern's new Take Control of iTunes 11, The FAQ ebook steps up to the plate. Its goal is to answer all the frequently asked questions about managing audio and video in iTunes 11. And Kirk is the go-to guy in the Mac community for iTunes help. Along with two editions of this book about iTunes 10, he's also senior contributor to Macworld, where he frequently writes articles about iTunes, most notably in his Ask the iTunes Guy column. So whether you're having trouble figuring out how to use iTunes 11's new and changed features, or you have larger questions about the best ways to organize, view, and play your media, Take Control of iTunes 11, The FAQ has the answers you need. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.